Well, I was very lucky to have known Eddie well, and my family would have known him well. He really was not just a hard-working, dedicated, tireless worker for his own people, but he was a wonderful person, a thoroughly decent and kind person. And anybody who knew Eddie loved him. I mean, the amount of times over the years that I've spoken to people with their own individual stories about him and just what he had done to help them, really extraordinary. A unique human being, and he'll never be forgotten by the people of Buncrana and Donegal.
And where does the investigation into his death, where does that stand today? And have there been any recent updates? And what does the family's search for justice look like now today?
Well, Eddie's family have pursued justice for all of these years. They have met with former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. They've met with senior Gardaí and pushed. But the big development was the Ombudsman for the Police in the North of Ireland. That report was testament to the family's perseverance. It took about 13 years to complete. And what it revealed is that there was clearly a conspiracy, and in my view, firm view of British military agents who had targeted Republican leaders and indeed Sinn Féin councillors, you had Eddie Fullerton and Bernard O'Hagan in County Derry. Republican leaders across the northwest of Ireland were assassinated. But then the same people who were responsible for those assassinations were also responsible for the sectarian massacres at Castle Rock and Grey Steel in 1993, and one of them in particular was protected and still is protected by the British state for all these years. So the family have done tremendous work, but we need the Irish government now and an Garda Síochána to come in behind the family fully. They have failed them in the past and they need to come in behind them and challenge the British state to reveal all that it knows and to come forward with the truth.
And 35 years is a very long time, and I'd say the family are just wanting that answer that they've spent so many years looking for an answer, and they don't have one.
Absolutely. I mean, they have put so much, not even for their own family, but for so many other families that I have spoken to, the victims of this group of UDA paramilitaries, but they were British military agents, quite a lot of them. Some of them were former British soldiers. Some of them were serving British soldiers at the time that they killed on behalf of the British state. And there are many victims, and the Eddie Fullerton family have exposed all of that. But what we need now is the full truth. We need the British state to own up to their direct role in these assassinations and murders, and we need the Irish government to confront them, to do their job, and we need an Garda Síochána, to make up for all of the failings that they've had for this family over the years, and to do their job and pursue justice. People deserve the full truth, and in terms of the conflict, we need all of the truth. We need particularly the role of the British state. The central role of the British state in the conflict has never been owned up to, has never been accepted by them, and it's time that they did it.